This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky delivered a video message on Monday to mark U.S. Memorial Day, honoring Americans for defending freedom.
We, Ukrainians, will always be grateful to the U.S. and every American for an extraordinary support.
Memorial Day is a federal holiday in the United States observed on the last Monday in May for honoring military personnel who have died while serving in U.S. forces. U.S. President Joe Biden marks Memorial Day honoring those who died fighting for their country, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
After laying a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier at Arlington National Cemetery, President Biden said, "Every year we remember, and every year it never gets easier.
We must never forget the price that was paid to protect our democracy."
It's been almost 2 years since Biden ended the U.S.'s longest war in Afghanistan. The president has taken pride that his administration has overseen a time of relative peace for the U.S. military. I'm Julie Walker.
Japan put its ballistic missile defenses on alert on Monday and vowed to shoot down any projectile that threatens its territory after North Korea notified it of a planned satellite launch between May 31st and June 11th. The nuclear-armed North says it has completed its first military spy satellite, and leader Kim Jong-un has approved final preparations for the launch. It would be the North's latest step in a series of missile launches and weapons tests in recent months, including one of a new solid-fuel intercontinental ballistic missile. This is VOA News. Uganda's president signed the Anti-Homosexuality Act of 2023 on Monday, which allows life imprisonment and the death penalty in some cases. Halima Athumani has the story from Kampala.
In April, Parliament passed the Anti-Homosexuality Act on a vote of 341-1. In a statement Monday, Parliament Speaker Anita Among said lawmakers heeded the concerns of Ugandans and legislated to protect the sanctity of the family. Among urged authorities to enforce the law in what she called a fair, steadfast, and firm manner. Amnesty International has described the law as draconian and says it hopes that Ugandan rights groups will advocate for its repeal. Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kampala.
Zimbabwe's opposition cried foul on Monday after many voters, including some senior politicians, said their names had been removed or misplaced on the voters' roll ahead of national elections. Zimbabweans head to the polls in what is predicted to be a tense general vote later this year, with the ruling party accused of cracking down on opposition voices. The president has set a date for the elections, expected to be in August, would be announced this week. As talks start in Paris this week on a global plastics treaty, a divide is emerging on how to deal with plastic pollution. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
A 55-nation coalition called for a strong treaty that restricted certain hazardous chemicals and banned problematic plastic products that are hard to recycle and often end up in nature. Inger Andersen heads the United Nations Environment Programme, which is hosting the talks.
The truth is that we cannot recycle our way out of this mess. Recycling infrastructure is unable to cope with today's volumes.
Greenpeace unveiled an artwork in Paris in the shape of a machine churning out bottles in front of an oil derrick.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Officials in the U.S. Midwestern state of Iowa are making plans to demolish a six-story apartment building a day after it partially collapsed and crashed to the ground, injuring one person and displacing countless other residents and businesses. No fatalities were reported in a Sunday evening collapse in downtown Davenport, Iowa. Residents weren't allowed back inside to gather their belongings due to the unstable conditions. Meanwhile, firefighters and other first responders are being credited with saving lives at great risk to their own personal safety when they entered the unstable building on Sunday. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.